Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. And as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, hey, you just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. We have got another outstanding lineup coming your way over the next 2 hours. NBA, college basketball talk, and college football. My point man tonight that's going to kick off our show, he is truly one of the best in the business. He is a Big E favorite, the senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, and you can also listen to him on 1400 KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, James.
Hey, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, and I look forward to getting that picture with you in that little Christmas, Santa outfit. That's going to be good. So.
Oh, speaking of Santa, I think Santa has arrived early. Our Sooners advance to the college football playoffs and are going to face the Clemson Tigers. That's going to be a dandy. I mean, did you think this is how the script was going to play out ultimately?
Well, I thought they would be in the Final Four. Oklahoma, without question, in my opinion, was one of the top teams in college football. The question was, where would they be seated, especially with the Big 12 not playing a championship game and Oklahoma not playing on that final weekend in December? Now, Oklahoma did all they could. They played their schedule, and after the bump in the road at Texas, they played as well as anybody in college football, in my opinion, the best among anybody in college football. And Baker Mayfield emerged as one of the best players in college football, Heisman Trophy notwithstanding. So, you know, when you look at this team and you thought about, okay, they're going to be in the Final Four, where are they going to be? They were ranked third, you know, for two consecutive weeks, and they pounded Baylor. Well, they didn't pound Baylor, but they beat Baylor on the road. Mm-hmm. They pounded Oklahoma State on the road, and that was two teams ranked in the top 11, 12 in the country. So I felt like Oklahoma was definitely going to be in the Final Four. And the key question was, where were they going to be seated? And they got passed up by Michigan State, which beat Iowa in the Big Ten championship game with an amazing 22-play drive and, you know, all the heroics that went into that game for Michigan State to win that. But even though they had that game, in my opinion, they should not have jumped the Sooners, but they did. But the Sooners don't care. They're in the tournament. They're in the Final Four. They'll take on Clemson in Miami, and that's maybe a disappointing thing to a lot of Sooner fans. I don't think the team cares or the coaches care. But the fans, and I think a lot of the media, were hoping that they were going to be in Dallas. That would have helped a lot of people's budgets and things like that.
Sure.
And now you got to try to, you know, you're an optimist. If you're an Oklahoma fan, you believe your team can beat anybody. So you make plans for two games, and that gets pretty expensive, but you got to break the bank or break out your credit card or do what you got to do. It's not every day you're in this position.
Hey, the senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are talking about the Oklahoma Sooners. They advanced to the college football playoffs in its second year. And you talk about revenge being a great motivator, the opportunity for the Sooners to get it right after truly, James, I'm going to go easy here, but I mean, it really was a humiliating loss against the Clemson Tigers last year in that Russell Athletic Bowl, 40-6 beat down. And you know that's got to be at the forefront of these players' minds.
Well, you know, it might be, and I think in general thinking, a lot of people would assume that, and I've had other media say it's one of the key factors. I guess every time I talk to a player at OU or a coach at OU, they make it sound like that has nothing to do with this, that this is a totally different deal. This team is so different than the one that played last year. Last year you're playing with an injured quarterback. You don't have Sterling Shepard. You're coming off that demoralizing loss to OSU. You had a lot of negative things going on last year, and that was a beatdown. But this team has moved on, in my opinion. Now, when you get into the game, Oklahoma seems to be on a revenge tour, don't they? They lost Oklahoma State last year. They won that game. They lost to Baylor last year. They won that game. They lost to TCU. They won that game. They had a marquee win on the road at Tennessee. So, you know, I think in some ways, somewhere down in the deep fabric of it, yeah, I think revenge is a factor, but this is such a big deal, and this is not a bowl game. This is a business trip. I've had so many players and coaches tell me at OU this has an entirely different feel than a bowl game, but I just don't think revenge is the major factor. I think it's just win, baby. How do we win this year? How do we have this team that matches up with that team? Neither team is the same as it was last year. Because Watson's at quarterback, he didn't play last year. And I know that Brent Venables who's a good friend of mine, has had to change that entire work with that defense because he lost so many starters. And look, man, they're seventh in the country this year, so he's doing another great job. But his best friend and one of his best friends, Mike Stoops, he's doing a great job on the counterpart on the other side as Oklahoma in a more offensive conference has really put together some good defensive numbers and is playing some great defense. So I think they're different teams than they were last year, and I don't get the sense that revenge is that big of a factor. Now, I've got some guys will tell me that play sports, it's always a factor, but this is such a different deal going to the semifinals, into the Final Four, than just playing in a bowl game. I don't sense it's that big of a deal.
Well, if you're one of those players, though, James, and you didn't play your best and give your best performance, that's got to be chewing on you for, you know, 12 months out of the year, and you want to get it right. I mean, you want to play with some more pride, right?
Yeah, but that's because I want to win in the semifinal, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's more important to me than playing in the semifinal and winning in the semifinal than playing Clemson. I'd feel the same way if I was in Alabama. I just want to win. I got a chance to win the national title now.
Mm-hmm.
That supersedes everything else.
Yeah.
And I guess if OU can use that, you know, revenge, I just don't get it talking to them. I don't sense that they're saying that talking to them. I just don't get that feel that it is. And I understand where you're coming from, E. More people will side with you than me, and I got it, but I cover this team every day, and I haven't had one guy bring up revenge on his own to me that a media didn't ask about. And usually if the revenge was such a forefront thing and I was asking them questions, they would bring it up, say, man, I want to get back after last year and that kind of thing. But the only time they talk about last year is when the media asked them about it. So I don't think it's a major thing. I think the semifinals, the chance to win a national title again, supersedes everything, and they could care less who they're playing. They happen to be playing the number one team, Clemson. Okay, cool. And they, you know, from one standpoint, I think Oklahoma looks at it as an advantage because Clemson's running whatever Clemson's running, and so they're not they haven't changed much. And Oklahoma had a chance to play those schemes last year. It's just Oklahoma's got better players this year to play against them.
The college football conversation continues with senior writer OU Insider James Hale right after this quick timeout.